Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley. Well, you know how I am when I get on the trail of something that I find to be incredibly evil. I may depart from talking about it at times, but I tend to get back to it, and I get back to the things that are really pivotal. And so today's topic, if you want to understand motivations, sometimes the clearest indications are, by common sense, the clearest indications of true intentions and motivations. So, what I'm talking about today is an indication of, again, not Jewish people's intention, not specifically Israeli citizens' intention, but the Z word's intention, and if you want to apply it up to something larger than that, you can, of their final goal. All right, the indication is an IDF patch that indicates a greater Israel, that is approximately 50 times the size of current Israel. Okay, so let's get to the details. Still want to make this somewhat quick. You can go find this on the internet. I've confirmed it. It was in a special that I saw called Occupied, and that's scary. Scary special. It's bad. It's bad. The Z words are truly, truly evil on earth. It is the worst of the idea that are we the chosen people for real? Okay, and again, this is just an aside, but Jesus and the New Testament democratize the world in many ways. In the basic sense that we are equal and all worthy of salvation. Now, I'm not saying that democratization wouldn't have other motivations historically and other factors historically, but that's a big one. Okay, that's a really big one. It's not the kings and the queens, who are in essence many gods on earth. And I'm that did overlap, no doubt. Don't get me wrong. But the philosophy of, no, you too can attain salvation through your belief and faith. While it may or may not have brought along plenty of other problems on the planet, but that tend to be problems with people believing fervently in religion generally. Also, what it did bring was this democratizing idea of salvation. And so what we see when we look at the Z words are the worst of really any religion, but this is specific to that one, in that, oh my gosh, you are taking everything literally. And then when you do take literally, you take it to the final possible most violent solution. You can say that about a lot of different religions. Judaism is one. The chosen people is one. The chosen people. Jesus Schmizus. Who cares about Jesus? We reject Jesus. We are the chosen people. Again, most Jews have better things to do with their life than try to manifest whatever that final conclusion might be. If you kept thinking forward, they may or may not go, well, I mean, yeah, it kind of says such and such, but I got better things to do here, so I'm not too worried about it. So we're not talking about every Jew, just like when we're talking about every Christian, we don't talk about the ones that then go to points of a cult and if you will, you can either say a more accurate but literal interpretation of the Bible, or you can say, well, they're selectively interpreting it and then going overboard with it, just like any religion, Muslim, whatever it would be. So Judaism, when you get to the Z word, it can get pretty bad. So now, with that as preface, the background is you can go find an IDF patch. Like I said, it was on Occupied, the documentary. I also found the basic articles around it. And this IDF patch is clearly geography around the Mediterranean Sea. It's an outline of the eastern part of the Mediterranean Sea and then more land. You can see part of the Red Sea. Is it the Red Sea? Now I forget. I believe it's a Red Sea. They're south of... Give me just a second. Give me just a moment. The Red Sea, is that the one south of the peninsula? Give me a moment. Hold on. I'm vamping. I'm just not very good at vamping. Yes, the Red Sea. So we see this outline of land on an IDF patch, Israeli Defense Forces patch. Now, if you were doing some exercise, you know, PAC-X or North Atlantic X or whatever, you might have some patch that indicates the countries that were involved or the areas where the exercise was around. But this instead isn't about your partners you're working with or your partners you're exercising with. This involves about 7 different countries, maybe 8. If you look at the outline, it involves all or part of Egypt, Iraq, Kuwait, Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, and Saudi Arabia. A patch that is put on Israeli Defense Forces uniforms. Now, if you go and look, you can find that this more or less is equivalent to what is referred to as, quote, Greater Israel, which more or less goes along with some of the boundaries as could be instructed by more the Israeli, the Jewish land in, you know, on the highest level term, just generally would be more like the area where they tend to be settled, if you will, the older area where they tend to be settled, not a particular nation boundary, but that's what it more or less corresponds to. So it ends up being Old Testament based. Now, if you look at the percentages, I'm going to do the math. The percentages of the countries and the countries involved, what percentage of their geographical area is on is included in this Greater Israel, then you will find that by my calculations, as little as 41 to 58 times Israel's current size are these other areas, not including Israel. So that would mean it would make Israel 42 to 59 times its current size. And the other reason, you know, it's not an exercise, not that you'd think it would. These are not partners. You know, they're not Israeli, Israel is not partners with Palestine. They're not partners with Saudi Arabia and so on, is that some of these countries are cut in half. There's only part of the country involved. And so if you look at these countries, it's Egypt, Iraq, Kuwait, Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon, Syria, Saudi Arabia. Now, all I did was take a fragment of what those areas were on the map versus Israel. I took that area based on the Wikipedia area, and in total, well, don't look at that total. For instance, Egypt, 390,000 square, I can't remember that, kilometers or miles. But the point is, this is versus Israel that is less than 9,000. 8,522. Other countries, 169,000, almost 7,000, 34,000, 2,000, 4,000, 72,000, 830,000. Now, that's not the total of what's on the map of Greater Israel on the patch, but it's 17% of Egypt is on this map. Is on this outline, give or take. That's my low end. 40% of it is, of Iraq is. Definitely 100% of Kuwait, Jordan, Palestine, and Lebanon are included in this outline of Greater Israel that is on the IDF patch. For even just those, you're talking, well, I'm not going to try to do the math right now. It looks like increasing it something like 10 times the current size. The 100% of Kuwait, Jordan, Palestine, and Lebanon. Syria, about 55%. Saudi Arabia, about 15%. On the low end, on the high end, so put another way, I'm going to go low to high, what my estimates were for Egypt, 17 to 25% of its area would be part of Greater Israel. Iraq, 40 to 55% would be part of Greater Israel. Kuwait, Jordan, Palestine, Lebanon, 100%. Syria, 55% to 66% is my guess. Saudi Arabia, 15 to 25%. When you do the math, therefore, like I said, this would make Greater Israel 42 to 59 times its current size. And it's on an IDF patch that gets put on uniforms. Now, what is included? What's included in Egypt, Cairo, Alexandria, the western outlets of Nile to the Mediterranean? Oh, it looks like all the outlets, including the far western outlets of Nile to the Mediterranean, the entire Sinai Peninsula, which is in between Israel and the Red Sea, you know, Suez Canal and everything. The Suez Canal is included. Okay, nearly all of the population of Egypt is in this area, in that most of the population of Egypt is along the eastern strip bordering the Red Sea, just in the Mediterranean Sea, including the Sinai Peninsula and just west of the Sinai Peninsula. So nearly all of the population of Egypt currently would be in this Greater Israel area, short of an area just a little west along the Mediterranean coast that has about 5 to 10 people per square kilometer. And then a little bit of area in the southeast, certainly all the heavily populated areas. In Egypt, unsure, but it looks like the west end of Greater Israel, maybe some or all of the Nile. Also in Egypt, it looks like it is bordering or including Giza, that is the pyramids, which are just outside of, I believe, Cairo, but I'm not sure. So it looks like they're included, but maybe just right near there. In Syria, the capital city of Damascus is in the Greater Israel map. The Euphrates River is there. In Syria, all major cities are either in the region exactly or along the Euphrates River. And again, it's taking in the Euphrates River as the eastern border, I believe. Almost all the population-dense areas of Syria, concentrating in the northwest and the southwest. Iraq, the Euphrates River, barely outside of Baghdad proper, border with Iran down by Persian Gulf. Iraq, all of its Persian Gulf coastline, all of it. Now, there's not a lot there, but it's important coastline. Remember, I told you Kuwait, the entirety is there. So what happens is Iraq has a little bit of a sliver that goes down to the northern end of the Persian Gulf coastline. It's in Greater Israel. All of Kuwait's in Greater Israel. Most of Egypt's coast along the Red Sea is in Greater Israel. The Persian Gulf, let's see here if I can find this. Give me just a second. I may not have captured that. I did capture it, but on a different day. But that's the big deal, guys, that there's so much strategic aspect that is covered by Israel. They're basically going, it's also all the way up the, if you will, straight eastern side of the Mediterranean. They have, if you will, the east coast, rather the west coast of Israel, Europe, that touches on the, I'm sorry, Asia, Europe, that touches on the Mediterranean, all the way down to the Suez Canal, all the way across to the Nile outlets. It's just a massive amount. And when you think of what Israeli says versus what it's doing, I implore you to know that they put a patch on the IDF for us to see with our eyes that includes an area of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 different countries. Four of them, 100% of the countries. The other four countries, from 17 to 25% of Egypt, 40 to 55% of Iraq, 55 to 66% of Syria, and 15 to 25% of Saudi Arabia. With massive amounts of population in this area, and massive numbers of important cities in this area. So when Israel says something, the right to defend itself. Understand what they're indicating as to their motivations with a patch they put on their defense, quote, defense forces, that includes an area that is 40 to 59 times the size of current Israel. Appreciate that as an indication of true motivation and incentive, especially when greater Israel is a concept that is more largely known, that is a concept among the Z words. Now, again, I implore you, don't hate people, but also don't go along with regimes blindly and all their actions when you see that their motivations might be supremacist, might end up in very violent results, might be motivated by aggression in their, you know, holy word. Don't just blindly take somebody's professed motivations versus what their pretty obvious motivations otherwise are. That is, judge those people like you would any other country who seems like they could be doing something wrong if left to just equal discernment, to regular discernment. Okay, guys, thanks for listening to Scales of Truth. I'm Tyson Harley.